Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called The Weight Teachers Carry: Fear, Safety, and Showing Up in a World of School Shootings. And I want to say this right now. This is not an easy episode, but it's a necessary one. There was a school shooting at a college recently, and when things like that happen, it ripples straight through schools everywhere. It lands in teachers' bodies. It lands in our thoughts. It lands in the quiet moments when we're unlocking doors, counting heads, and scanning hallways, even when nothing feels immediately wrong. So today, I want to talk honestly about the fear teachers carry, the responsibility we hold, and how we keep showing up anyway. Before we get into it, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is colleagues who take safety seriously. Not in a paranoid way, but in a caring, watchful, team-centered way, knowing that you're not the only adult paying attention matters. So I'm thankful for colleagues who take safety seriously. Second thing that I'm thankful for is students who trust us. That trust is heavy, but it's also why this work matters so deeply. Third thing that I'm thankful for is every ordinary school day that ends safely. Those days don't make headlines, but they are sacred. Well, let's get into the main topic of this episode. Once again, it is the weight teachers carry: fear, safety, and showing up in a world of school shootings. See, teachers carry a fear most people never see. Most people, they walk into work thinking about deadlines, meetings, emails, productivity. Well, teachers, we walk into work also thinking about deadlines, meetings, emails, productivity, but we also think about other things as well. See, teachers walk into work also thinking, hey, where are my exits? What would I do if ... How do I keep these kids safe if the unthinkable happens? We don't say it out loud. We don't dramatize it. We just carry it. And that's a weight most professions never ask people to hold, especially while also teaching fractions, reading groups, science labs, and emotional regulation. The emotional toll of constant vigilance. Let's talk about that. Here's what constant vigilance does. It raises baseline anxiety. The baseline anxiety goes up. It creates chronic stress. It keeps the nervous system on alert, and it drains emotional energy. Teachers don't just teach content. We scan rooms, we watch behaviors, we notice who's off, we sense shifts in energy, that's emotional labor layered on top of instructional labor. And when something violent happens anywhere, even far away, that vigilance, it spikes, y'all. I want to talk about the impossible expectations placed on teachers. We have to name the quiet contradiction right now that teachers, they are asked to protect students with their lives. Teachers are asked to be calm under pressure, to follow safety protocols perfectly. Teachers are asked to reassure kids emotionally. Teachers are asked to keep learning going and somehow not let fear show. See, that's an impossible expectation. And yet, teachers keep showing up anyways. Not because we're fearless, but because we care. So let's talk about what keeping kids safe really looks like day to day. Safety, it isn't just drills and locks. It's not. Safety looks like knowing your students well, noticing when someone doesn't belong. Safety, it looks like creating a classroom where kids speak up. Safety looks like building trust so concerns get shared. Safety, well, it looks like staying connected, not isolated. The safest schools out there are not, they're not the coldest ones. They're the most connected ones. So the power of that connection is a huge part of keeping kids safe. Let's talk about the quiet courage of teachers. I think that's the next area that I want to talk about. See, teachers, they don't get medals for this. They don't. We don't get extra pay. We don't get special recognition. But every single day, teachers choose courage over comfort. Every single day, teachers choose presence over panic. Every single day, teachers choose care over fear. And that is quiet bravery. And it deserves to be named. So holding fear without letting define us is part of the challenge we face. Teachers walk a fine balance every single day. We have the balance teachers walk is we have to acknowledge the fear. We have to take safety seriously and we have to stay aware. But yet we refuse to let fear steal our joy, our connection, our learning, and most importantly, our humanity. Because fear, it cannot be the curriculum, and panic cannot be the culture. So this message is to all of my funky teachers out there, my fellow funky teachers out there listening right now. If you've ever felt your heart race during a lockdown drill, excuse me. I don't like talking about this topic. I don't. Talking about kids being harmed, fellow educators out there being harmed, it stinks, y'all. This is a message to my fellow funky teachers out there right now listening. If you've ever felt your heart race during a lockdown drill, if you've ever hugged your kids tighter at the end of the day, if you've gone home emotionally exhausted after safety conversations, if you've ever wondered how this became part of the job, That doesn't make you weak. You are not weak. You are not dramatic, and you are not alone. Y'all, what you carry, it matters. Funky teachers out there, what you carry matters. And so do you. Whew. Tough topic, y'all. Tough topic. As I do a reflective closing here, y'all, every time a teacher opens a classroom door, they are making a quiet promise. The promise is to the students that I will do everything I can to keep you safe. And that promise is heavy. It's unfair. And that promise is made anyway. So if no one has told you lately, fellow funky teachers out there, thank you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for caring. And thank you for holding fear without letting it harden your heart. Your courage matters more than you know. If you found value in this episode, y'all, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hit me up with 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. Yeah, yeah.